siatkówka jest chyba najbardziej zespołowym zespołowych zespołów.
Szósty set.
We are with Micah Christensen after your victory of 3-0 against Italy. Fantastic performance from your side. I think today you had good health to keep your level in the third set, which was a little bit different than against France.
Yeah.
How the fact that you had to suffer in fifth set against France helped you today to keep your level of concentration and fitness in the third set against Italy?
Yeah, I think that challenge against France was huge for us because we learned from it and we showed that we learned from it tonight. I've always thought that when you have a difficult quarterfinal and you win, it's so important for you, like going in to the next stages, because you're in the pressure moment, you feel the difficulty and the challenges, and you step and you rise above it and you win. It just does so much for the next rounds. And so tonight we learned and we really kept our foot on the accelerator in the third set, and we learned from how we did it in France, and I'm really proud of how we learned.
One of the things really impressive today was how you managed to stop Italian counter-attacks. Hmm. So, because I think one of their strength is when they keep the ball in play, they do a lot of break points when they have a chance to attack. And today you had a lot of blocks when they were trying to attack on their counter-attack.
Yeah, I think they're one of Italy's like biggest strengths is their serve and then their defense and block. And they have a really big block and they defend around it really well. And then they have this counter-attack that they create a lot of opportunities. And so I think first we did a really good job of not letting them get too many aces, not letting them, even when we were playing in high ball and like snack reception, we were able to make good decisions on our spiking. Like, man, our spikers did a great job.
Also you, because you created the chances for them.
Yeah, but I mean, those guys did their job incredibly tonight. And so I think, like, we studied and we prepared really well for Italy. And I think we did a great job, like, big credit to our staff and then to our players for really studying it and really being ready for certain things that they were doing. And that was, for me, the biggest difference.
Yeah, I think it was very visible on the court. Mm. When Micheletto was trying to do his tricks, you were ready. So, I mean, fantastic performance from his side and also fantastic serving.
Yeah, I think we served really well. Yeah, I didn't even remember if we served that well or not. But it's something that we focus on and that we're very happy when we serve well. But we also understand that we don't have to serve well. We want to be a team where we don't have to serve well to win. We can still, you know, be tactical and put pressure in certain areas and trust our block and defense. And, man, our block and defense is really, really good tonight.
Yeah. Last time when you played in the tournament, I mean, you played with Poland in Rotterdam, but last time you played on the World Championship last year, you were a little bit injured.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
a lot injured.
First two sets, everybody was thinking, okay, Poland will take it 3-0, but then you managed to come back for tiebreak. How much different is Poland than from last year?
I mean, they didn't have Leon last season, but also I think we saw Kurek didn't play so much, and so hopefully he's healthy. You never want to see anybody not have good health, you know. But I'm also excited to play against Poland and be healthy. I tore my muscle and tried to play. And
You couldn't serve, right? I mean, you were doing float, right?
I couldn't do anything. Yeah, really. I could just the reception was good enough. I could set the ball, and so I'm excited to get another chance to play against one of the best teams in the world, in a gold medal match.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. Thanks a lot for your time, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Kilka pytań było do Majki. Pierwsze pytanie oczywiście o to, jak mecz z Francją miał na nich wpływ i ta kwestia, że jego zdaniem gra od ćwierćfinału wzwyż. Kiedy przechodzisz trudny mecz, jest ci potem łatwiej, bo przeżyłeś już to jako drużyna na tym turnieju i wiesz, jak się z ewentualnych trudnych problemów wykaraskać, co dzisiaj pomogłem zachować koncentrację w trzecim secie. Kwestia z ich strony, jeżeli chodzi o granie, bardzo pochwalił swoich atakujących, którzy umieli trzymać bardzo wysoki poziom side-outu i chwalił sztab. Sztab za przeczytaną analizę, za kapitalną analizę tego, jak zagrali Włosi. To dzisiaj było widać więcej na boisku. No i na końcu dałem pytanie odnośnie Polski, w sensie w kontekście tego, jak inna jest Polska. Zwrócił uwagę na brak Leona, zwrócił uwagę na to, że Bartek jest kontuzjowany, myślę, że będą to przygotowani. No i chce się doczekać rewanżu za ubiegłoroczną porażkę w ćwierćfinale, kiedy no, był kontuzjowany. Także szukujemy się na grzmoty jutro i dziękuję bardzo za rozmowę.
A rozmawiamy z Javierem Weberem, drugim trenerem reprezentacji USA, skautem, analitykiem również, osobą bardzo zainteresowaną w analizie sportu. Javi, first of all, congratulations. Amazing victory. Quite surprising, maybe a little bit, that it was 3-0 and, you know, the sets were relatively easy for you. Was that a surprise for you? Or you were like always, you know, a huge believer of the potential that is within the USA national team?
Nice, good question. No surprise about the, maybe about the result, okay, but about our team, not, because we play very well in this level to many games in the National League. But today play more better in block and defense. I think we touch many balls to the best spiker to Italy. The service after the first set was very good. Also, one no surprise for our team. Surprise for the 3-0 in this level is difficult to find. But our team play very well.
Zespół USA zagrał bardzo dobry mecz i jakby nie był zaskoczony, oczywiście w jakiegoś tam stopnia był właśnie, ale to raczej dlatego, że po prostu na tym poziomie takie wyniki zdarzają się bardzo często. Natomiast on zdawał sobie sprawę z tego, jakie możliwości ma zespół i zagrali wiele bardzo dobrych spotkań w fazie grupowej Ligi Narodów i tutaj jakby też to przełożyli i dołożyli jeszcze właśnie bardzo dobrą pracę blokiem i obroną. So the question on the defense and the block and defense and the game plan. Actually, Micah Christensen praised you and the team for the amazing preparation before this game. What were the crucial elements and crucial ideas that you wanted to give to the players before the game to help them prevent Italy from, for example, completing their side out in an effective way?
First of all, we play good together, together like block, not only in defense. In defense, we touch many balls. We play more close in defense than the other opportunity. More close when I said more inside the core. We know we play a lot of first tempo when the reception is in zone three. When we start to touch many balls also to the opposite in high ball in the tactical was little more close and back. But I know we changed something in the game, and the most important for me was the players or the team believe in the system, and it's ready in any moments to change something. You know, this is the most important. I don't know, take the line and move the defense, or move the position in some balls to the pipe. We change the position in the game, and this is very important. But the most important, the quality to the players. Like Eric Soshi today was fantastic in defense. Shasky, TJ DeFalco, respect the position. I think Anderson is not big defender, but today play like big defender, not only attack. When this is very important for our team.
Odpowiedź bardzo złożona, więc postaram się mniej więcej opisać to, co usłyszałem. Więc jeżeli chodzi o jakieś tam detale taktyczne, to oczywiście przygotowywali się, jeżeli dobrze zrozumiałem, to dość raczej głębiej, raczej bliżej siatki byli skupieni, starali się bardzo mocno walczyć o to, żeby asekurować piłki Włochów. Pochwalił tak naprawdę za grę w obronie wszystkich zawodników. Przykładowo Matthew Anderson nie jest najlepiej broniącym zawodnikiem jakby w ocenie Javiego, ale dzisiaj grał jak topowy obrońca. TJ DeFalco, cała drużyna grała fantastycznie nie tylko w obronie, ale również na bloku. On the other hand, I know it's always hard to discuss the question of, you know, opponents. Overall, I would say that the feeling around the world, like when it comes to Italy national team, is that I would say that maybe they are better when it comes to block and defense than actually their side out. You did an amazing job preventing their side out. You stopped Yuri Romano. You stopped La Via, so actually, you know, neither winger had actually a high efficiency of spiking today. But about the element of the block and defense for Italy, what the team like US national team, how can you prepare the players
to I don't know suffer maybe in a way to understand that sometimes they won't finish their action in the first spike. So like, is this something that you were trying to sort of underline when it comes to tactical analysis, that okay, you will need to suffer a little bit in the pitch because they will defend and they will block you?
Yeah, very good question. Very good question, because I think that our team changed some part of the game. USA in general was very good in service, very good inside out. We have sure the best setter in the world, and when guarantee some level inside out. Mm-hmm. For the spiker and for the setter and for the line to the reception also. Today don't play Russell, but play Shasky very well. Yeah. and not change nothing. But you know, we change to play together more in block and defense. Everybody have one responsibility. When we need play like this responsibility for me. And also in counter-attack, I think it's possible improve like more in play the second ball, like Italia make many times. I think Italia have a similar system like us. Mm-hmm. They play more close, they play more back, they play for the second ball, like a rebound in the block, and we stop today mm-hmm. like this. Not only the first, but also the second ball. We have passion to find a way to the first, when it's possible, when it's not possible, to the second, to the third. When in this area, today was too much better.
Zapytałem o atut Włochów, jakim jest niewątpliwie blok obrona. I zapytałem się, czy można tak naprawdę taktycznie przygotować zawodników na to, żeby efektywnie rozwiązywali sytuacje boiskowe właśnie z taką drużyną jak Włosi na bloku. I właśnie wspominał o tym Javi, że to nie musi być pierwsza piłka, że właśnie starali się być bardzo cierpliwi, starali się szukać rozwiązań innych, nie tylko siłowych, ale również technicznych, ponowień o blok. Uważa, że jakby systemowo i Włochy, i USA są drużynami bardzo podobnymi i że Mike'a Christensen oczywiście daje ogromną wartość, jeżeli chodzi o skuteczność ataku, ale tak, zgadza się, że tak naprawdę jeszcze dostosowanie stylu gry, stylu ataku do Włochów było też bardzo, bardzo istotne. Okay, so the last question related to Poland. You were a part of the team in the United States last year at the World Championship. We asked this question also to Mike'a Christensen. What do you feel, and are there any particular differences that you feel that the Poland national team represents compared to the last year?
Oh, good question. And I think it's very similar. Poland, USA, France, Italy was the best team in the world, and depends of the moment. I think Poland, we have big roster, maybe the best roster in the world, and many, many, many good players, and have possibility, Nicola, to change something and the team don't feel. And I think it's for tomorrow was very good match, mm-hmm. very good, very similar. The both team were very strong in service, race a lot in this situation. When I think the details was very important. We need work into the details, and we have all the night to work into this.
Okay, so thank you very much. Rozmawialiśmy z Javim Weberem. On już, jak widzicie, musi uciekać, biec. Zapytałem o reprezentację Polski oczywiście. Czy jest jakaś różnica specjalna pomiędzy tym, co jak prezentowała się Polska w zeszłym roku na Mistrzostwach Świata i jak prezentuje się teraz? Uważa, że dużych zmian tak naprawdę nie ma. Natomiast wskazywał jakby też umiejętność, możliwość rotacji, możliwość korygowania problemów boiskowych, że właśnie ta szerokość składu mówi, że jest na pewno ogromnym, ogromnym atutem naszej kadry, natomiast mówi, że jutro spodziewa się bardzo dobrego meczu drużyn fizycznych, drużyn, które mają bardzo dobrą zagrywkę i myślę, że to tyle. Dzięki za rozmowę, myślę, że ciekawa.